we interrupt this program to bring you...
OT, OT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
Hour two of overtime coming at you live here from the Fan Run Studios. Tanner, AJ, and Tucker with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Later on this hour, we will be bringing back Mount Rushmore, probably just for today. I don't know. AJ kind of peer pressured me into doing it. I figure, what the hell?
Yeah, why not?
I figure, what the hell? We'll be doing our Mount Rushmore of our favorite sports video games. We were kind of discussing that. Tucker got distracted, and that's why he played Roundabout.
It's a great song.
I figured it is people, a fantastic song.
I figure people needed to hear it. Fantastic intro.
That entire song is fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
I like some of the work of the band, yes. I'm not massively into them. They are a little bit too old school prog rock for me, and I have nothing against prog rock, but I'm not like a gigantic fan of like the older school prog rock, like your 70s stuff. That's why I can't... I don't know. Not to go on like a music tangent. I can't explain it. I like some Yes songs. I like that one. I like I've Seen All Good People. Oh, it's so good. And of course, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Stuff's fantastic. So what? That's three songs. Eh. I'm familiar with the work of Yes.
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 Very familiar with. I'm going to quit. I'm going to drive myself insane.
Here. Yes.
Today.
Yes.
I'm going to have Tucker turn your mic off. According to sources, voluntary on-campus activities will be resuming in football and basketball starting June the 1st. Woo. Today, the NCAA Division I Council voted to allow voluntary on-campus athletic activities to resume in football and men's and women's basketball starting June the 1st. Multiple sources have confirmed to ESPN. As the pandemic forced to shut down sports across the country, the council banned all on-campus athletic activities. That moratorium was set to expire on May the 31st. So they will let that expire as June starts. Going to start coming back in for some voluntary workouts. We have discussed a little bit the SEC talking about this and how they were set for a vote on Friday about the same type of deal. And now this is an entire NCAA D1 thing. And again, the key word is voluntary. This isn't going to be mandatory organized workouts. They're not going to try to do spring practice over the summer or anything like that. This is just, hey, if you're a football player, if you're a basketball player, you can use facilities. If you're a Tennessee basketball player, you can use Pratt Pavilion to practice. You can use Thompson Bowling Arena if the court's still there. I don't know if they took the court out or not. If you're a football player, you can use our massive training facility. You can do things like that. And that's a big step in trying to get, especially football, started back at a normal time. It's a big, big step making sure these facilities are going to be available in the summer as you get some players back. You see what happens. You see what happens. And then you go from there. As our entire society should have been from the get-go. I've never understood the stay-at-home orders like in Los Angeles being extended by 3 months.
3 months seems like a lot.
It's overkill.
Yep. It's too much.
I've always been in favor of, okay, if this thing on average at the worst, you know, at its longest onset will show symptoms in someone in 14 days, then I'm thinking, hey, let's just do it, you know, every 14, 15 days, do some type of ruling and just reevaluate. How hard is that? Did not think it was that hard. So maybe they'll do the same type of thing. Once these facilities start open, you reevaluate in 2 weeks what the... Have there been any outbreaks among different teams at a certain facility? How's everything been doing when it comes to your screen procedures, your testing procedures? It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot that's going to go into this. But definitely, definitely a huge step today. Ohio State AD Gene Smith said on a teleconference today that his school would allow voluntary workouts to resume on June the 8th, pending university approval.
Mm-hmm.
SEC athletic directors are expected to meet with health experts tomorrow and then give recommendation to university presidents and chancellors about whether they should begin a phased reopening or extend the moratorium on in-person on-campus workouts. And that vote's expected to take place on Friday. Big, big step, guys. Big step. And since we already mentioned Ohio State and Gene Smith, today, Ohio State, they are eyeing football games because they have been doing a bunch of different models for social distancing inside Ohio Stadium. It holds over 100,000 people. They showed a potential for from anywhere from 20,000 to 50,000 fans on game days. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
If we go through an entire college football season where your biggest stadiums only have like 20, 25,000, I think that's better than having no fans. It's somewhat normal. It'd just be like watching a Vanderbilt game everywhere.
That's a credit to Vanderbilt. I don't know. When's the last time they had 20,000 people at a football game?
That's a good point. Maybe when Georgia played there.
Yeah, when Georgia traveled up there, yeah.
Yeah, when was the last time they had 20,000 of their own fans?
Probably when they beat Tennessee. 2016. Too soon?
Were there really that much of their own
I can't
fans
believe
there?
They beat us that year. So.
Well, it's they insane, did, dude. And it sucked. Thank you, Butch. Yeah. See, we should be more mad at Butch than Kiffin. I am.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I absolutely am.
100%.
I absolutely am. Continuing on here before I give AJ an aneurysm talking about Lane Kiffin. So a normal capacity of over 100,000 at Ohio Stadium, according to the models that the athletic department has ran, it would hold a crowd closer to 20 to 22,000 fans, but up to 40 to 50,000, quote, if guidelines are relaxed. Gene Smith said, we've played with that a little bit as framework to start as we move forward and think about what we'd ultimately be allowed to do before clarifying the low estimate end in a tweet. We're fortunate with 100,000 seats in the stadium, so we could implement the current CDC guidelines, state guidelines around physical distancing, mask requirements, and all those types of things in an outdoor environment and have obviously significantly less fans than we are used to. I think it is possible. I just feel like we have the talent and the skill and space capacity to provide an opportunity for a certain number of fans to have access to our particular stadium. Of course, that wouldn't be true across the country because of capacity, but I think we can here. 102,780 Ohio Stadium seats. 102,455 Neyland seats.
Comparable.
I'd say that no official word has come out from Philip Fulmer or the AD about this, about what our plans would be here for the fall. But you can pretty much read the Ohio State thing here and think that a similar plan could be put in place at Neyland Stadium.
This is interesting because it's when everybody gets settled into their seats, you can obviously say, okay, every second seat you need to leave open or something like that, which half the people aren't even going to follow that, first off.
There's been the models by the seats. There's been the models of, okay, let's say you're going with like, well, first and foremost, you'd have to limit how many people are in like one party. Probably no more than like four, right? If it, like you're a family, like a small family.
I've seen like they're gonna stagger when people can go through certain gates. Have you seen that?
I think that's an
NFL thing.
That is an important thing, though, right? And it's also gonna be important for lining up for concessions, bathroom usage, and stuff like that.
I mean, do we really think it's gonna make that big of a difference, though?
You're going, if you're a university, you're going to have to at least like show people that you're trying.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have a PR mess on your hands if you're not trying your best.
I mean, I like the idea of college football with all the fans in place where everybody needs to be, but it's probably not going to happen, unfortunately. But I don't see.
Not this year.
I don't see how keeping two seats between everybody is going to make a difference, really. Who cares? Let's just open the gates, dude. Survival of the fittest. Let's do it the old-fashioned way, you know? Gladiators in Rome, dude.
But that's the thing, though, when you go back to it.
I'm sorry, Tanner. Do you not want to go to a Tennessee football game this fall? Is that what you're about to tell me?
I do.
It doesn't sound like it.
But I'm trying to make sure you understand. It's not about just maybe infecting other people at the stadium. Those people are going to go back home. Mm-hmm. Those people are going to go out in public with people who weren't at that game and had the chance to infect them. That's where the big problem with everything is.
But what about the economy, Tanner?
You're just grilling this guy. I love it.
Being facetious as hell. I want the economy to come back, stupid. No offense.
You about killed him.
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
I know you're very smart.
No need for name calling.
I know you're very smart. You're a Macaulay alum.
Whoa. We don't say that word around here.
We don't?
I don't know. We don't.
Well, I just did.
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't. Not anymore. We don't.
Anyway. I've told Tucker this too, AJ, if you've been listening to my show.
I listen when I can, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I've told him, can I not be the person who wants the damn economy open back up, but hey, wear a mask when you go in public?
Well, it's just, it's crazy because this league is so far spread that how Knoxville, Tuscaloosa, Auburn, how Gainesville, Athens, how we all handle it, it has to be different than... You know, a team in New York, UCLA, USC, how they handle it has to be different.
Which, thankfully, for Tennessee's sake, even your non-conference opponents, you're not playing a team that comes from a hotspot. Your only worry would have to be during the season is, okay, if we're going to have this season played, fans or no fans, either way, you're still going to have all these players and staff in close contact with each other, mm-hmm. and they will not be wearing masks the entire time. You can have them wearing masks when you're trying to work out and things like that, but when they're off the facility, do you think a bunch of college kids are still going to be doing the distancing wearing masks? Hell no.
No, absolutely
not. Like, when this pandemic was, like, in its most scariest phase, Brian Maurer was down hanging out with people in Florida on his Instagram story, just all on a pontoon together.
Yep.
Like it or not, like, people younger than us, a lot of them, and not to paint a broad, you know, brush over the Zoomers, a lot of them know that, hey, this won't affect me, if at all, if I get this, who cares? Some are going to be like that. So your biggest concern for when the season starts, say you're hosting, I don't know, when you're about to open up the season to get Charlotte. What if there's two people on Charlotte's roster that get the virus, and it's not announced until Friday, the day before, but Charlotte's already in town.
And that's another thing.
Apparently, even teams are, the entire team's supposed to self-isolate. That's what they've done in Germany, some of these soccer clubs.
It's also, you're going to have to take it week by week, too, because there's no telling. I mean, an Oklahoma player gets it, and then five Oklahoma players have it, and then the whole offense has it. We're on our way there that week. Are they just going to forfeit? They're not going to forfeit that game. There's no way.
It's like the scenario I talked to Tucker about the other day. Let's say LSU and Alabama are undefeated. It's a showdown in Death Valley, just like it was a big showdown in Tuscaloosa last year. There's one or two players on Alabama's roster that get the virus, and the test results do not come back until that Friday. Or hell, maybe that Saturday morning. Are you going to look at Nick Saban and say, yeah, you can't play today, sir? Your whole team has to self-quarantine for 2 weeks in the middle of the college football season. It ain't going to fly, man. It's just not.
And, I mean, stigma aside, like, obviously, there's a big stigma if, you know, you've got two or three players on your team that get it. You can't make them play, partially because of the stigma, but also because they can't breathe.
Like, yeah.
They're not going to be able to physically do anything.
I mean, if they're showing symptoms, yes. That's the other thing, though. What if someone gets it and didn't show symptoms? It's just out there breathing. If it's like a defensive lineman, just yelling, breathing at the offensive lineman.
I mean,
gets them droplets on you, man. It's them droplets that everyone's afraid of.
I just think the smartest thing to do is just monitor the teams as much as you can. No fans in the stands, which I hate. I would love to go to three or four Tennessee games this fall, but, you know, it's just, it's going to make it worse, you know? I don't know. Go Vols.
Tucker, you have anything to add to NCAA making these rulings today and Ohio State plan to have at least 20,000 people in their stadium?
I mean, that's really optimistic, 20,000 people. But, I mean, it's good that we're now at a place where, like, schools are even, like, considering that, whereas months ago we were being like, are we going to have a season, blah, 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 this, like that. So that's really, really, really good.
Trending in the right direction,
yeah,
for sure.
There's light at the end of the tunnel, per se. Mm-hmm. I don't think that'll happen, but the more they talk about that, the more it's saying no matter what, we're having a season. If we can somehow squeeze people in the stands, great. If not, we're playing ball. It don't matter. But yeah.
Some schools probably can't afford to not have football.
I mean, I mentioned the other day, UAB. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they didn't have a football program a few years ago because of money. What if they're right back in that same boat?
Smaller schools have already cut several sports. Bowling Green no longer has a baseball program. Furman no longer has a baseball program. There's been some other schools that have cut, like...
Was it Toledo or Akron that cut their track programs? One of them cut their whole track program.
Akron did.
Akron.
There's been your golf programs, your swimming and diving in a lot of these schools.
They don't make money. They don't make TV money.
And it's not to say that all these won't come back in a couple of years when these schools can get on somewhat financial good footing again. Programs go away and come back all the time. Well, Villanova didn't have a football team for like 70 years before they brought it back. UAB, of course, is the most notable one.
Yeah.
Although that was different. Quick that was like a big public outcry, and like
They
had monetary support come back. There will be support come back. Bowling Green will have baseball again. Furman will have baseball again in the near future here. But for right now, these entire athletic programs are trying to survive. And you think it's bad now with some of these cuts? What if Charlotte can't play football? They will cut that program.
Yep.
Hell, we have to play Furman in football. Furman would cut their football program. The smaller ones absolutely would. Tennessee would survive an entire season without fans.
Yeah.
They just would. All of your... Okay, it might be a stretch to say every Power 5 school might, but I would think the vast majority of your Power 5 football programs would survive playing without fans.
I mean, Vandy does it every year.
It's true. They also had the private money, though.
Yeah, no, I know.
All they have to do is ring up one of, like, their several, like, doctors and lawyers who've gone to make a bunch of money.
They've also got a revolving door at AD, too.
Nerds.
Bunch of
nerds.
You know what? Maybe they have some more money in reserve, and their AD, they just, you know, let go recently, didn't waste it all. Gosh. Ain't that something.
Ain't that something.
I thought they were supposed to be smart over in the West End, Nashville.
Nope, just a bunch of nerds.
So you thought.
Bunch of doctors, air quotes.
Have we thought about Vanderbilt being able to, like, play football this year? Like, I know we make the jokes and everything.
But they're in Nashville.
That's different. Nashville's different than Tuscaloosa. It's different than Athens. We all had to worry about the college towns, right? If you're going to also bring back students on campus, that's another factor you have to worry about a possible outbreak on a team. Nashville's right there in the biggest city in the state, the fastest growing city in America. Ugh.
I don't think any SEC team is going to have a problem having a team or like fielding the program this season. Now, if it goes all the way through this season and by some miracle this is still an issue next season,
I'll just shoot the virus.
Just shoot it right in the mouth.
I'll take guns and just shoot the air.
Yeah, I don't know why we haven't already.
I mean, can the virus survive a bullet? I don't think so.
That's right.
I mean, it's just that big.
I mean, we'll just end up going to war with China or something like that. It's all said and done, probably. I don't know.
If
I don't get football next year, I will parachute down to Beijing like it's war zone.
Oh God.
They're listening.
And you know
they're listening. Watch
I don't
what you
care.
Say.
Suck it, CCP. You go right ahead, Xi, whatever your name is, leader of China, Chinese Communist Party, Winnie the Pooh looking bastard. I hope you're listening. I know you already tried to hack into my phone.
Tell him.
I know you already have your agents all over Twitter trying to tweet at people and spread misinformation.
Get them. Tell them what's up.
They suck.
Damn.
I want football back.
Yes. So we can stop talking about CCP and Gus Duggerton.
You know, as payback, we should be able to play football in the Olympics. And America just absolutely destroyed.
Make China field a football team.
Yeah.
They might have some good offensive linemen, maybe. Just slim down some sumo wrestlers.
And then Tyreek Hill just runs touchdown.
Hey. Oh, yeah. No.
We would beat teams 125-0.
Hold on.
I want
to check myself here.
Or is that Japan?
Do you think all Asian countries just have sumo wrestlers or stuff? It is Japan.
Damn it.
AJ Cook, racist. AJ Cook thinks all Asian people are the same. What a great show back
that's
for
tough,
you.
That's tough, man. That's
having
that's
an
tough
aneurysm
look.
Over Lane Kiffin. And
yeah,
your...
just make sure to clean your throat with bleach, everybody. There you go. Public service announcement.
AJ Cook's a doctor.
Oh.
It's pretty close to one.
Doctor.
Dr. Cook.
Doctor. Thank you, doctor. Doctor.
Well, this is interesting while we were talking about the SEC and the virus. Of course, something like this happened down in Tuscaloosa.
It is so freaking cold in here, Tanner.
You're sitting right in the AC.
I'm dying.
Yeah, it's really cold.
I'm shivering right now.
Oh, you'll make it.
I will make it.
You'll make it 39 more minutes.
Yes, we'll be fine.
Renovation of Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa resumed on Monday after an undisclosed number of workers at the site tested positive for Big Rona. Of course, this happened in Alabama.
I got a buddy. Also, I meant to text you this. I got a buddy that's working on the Raiders Stadium in Vegas.
Yeah, Raiders!
And he said there was a small outbreak there as well. That's probably why they got set back a little bit.
Oh, we're not even going to get to play in our beautiful new stadium.
That has a Chiefs flag in the foundation.
What?
What?
You didn't know that? There's a guy who works on they were pouring the concrete for the foundation of the stadium. And one of the guys that worked on that crew was a Chiefs fan, and he took a big Chiefs Kingdom flag. So there's a Chiefs Kingdom flag on the...
What a way to respect your own fan base is to bury a flag of your own team.
No, we were there first.
I wish that dude would have fallen in the concrete. I wish that dude would have been buried.
Guys, we were there first.
Guys.
What a bastard.
We were there first.
This is the most one-sided conversation I've ever heard in my life.
I wish you would have fell into that damn cement. I want to keep going here. You get a flag in your fan base. Our quarterback loves ketchup. Anyway, I know he is. Did I say he wasn't?
Well, he's allowed to like whatever he wants as long as he keeps slinging them touchdowns.
He's a damn nerd. I'm going to keep going on here. Tuscaloosa, outbreak, virus, Bama, football.
Good.
Oh, you think it was good?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We're just going all over the place
this
here.
This is a great day.
To a statement provided by the university to ESPN, the construction company, which is called Caudill Construction, immediately, quote, adapted operations and processes, engaged in heightened cleaning, and took other protective measures for health and the safety of their employees. After they learned of the positive test, construction was suspended over the weekend. I did not know Bryant Denny was under renovation. I thought they renovated that place every year.
Yeah.
That place is a lot nicer than it used to be.
They just put in the lights, last year or 2 years ago?
Purposely.
The lights that look great on TV.
Purposely had the game against us at night just to show off their fancy LEDs.
Not on TV. Those look so, so, so bad.
I mean, it looks like you're walking through hell since it's all red and everything. Georgia's are the same way.
Looks like
the
governor,
exact same color.
Governor Knoxville's walking in. Mayor Knoxville.
The Knox County to you, sir.
Gonna be on the drive tomorrow, I heard.
He is?
I don't know.
Am I spreading false information?
I haven't heard. I mean, it wouldn't be surprising. I mean, he's not a hard person to get a hold of. He is a public official.
And Russ and Bear were talking about him.
I mean, I've ran into him at Walmart before. It was pretty cool.
I saw him. Yeah, he is a big guy.
I could tell he did not like the way that I was looking at him. Because, like, I saw him from a distance, and I was like, that's him, ain't it? And then I looked at him, and I kind of had that, you're who I think you are.
He shouldn't be judging like that. He knows he sticks out like a sore thumb. He's also an elected official. He should respect his electorate.
He's also a legend in the WWE. I freaked out a little bit, but I held it together, and I was just like, hello, and just kept it moving.
I swear, every time I come on the show, we just go off the rails every single segment.
Here.
That's what we need.
All right.
That's why I brought you here.
Gets the people going. Gets the people going.
So, yeah, Alabama had a little bit of an outbreak.
We're trying so hard.
I know. Well, I'm trying to wrap this up before we go to break because we are up against it. I'm trying my best. $107 million is the dollar. God, I hate you all. It's going to cost $107 million to renovate Bryant Denny Stadium. They started phase one back in November, including a renovated locker room and recruiting space. Oh, yeah, Alabama needs more recruiting space.
Yeah.
New video boards and new premium seats. And they had a little bit of an outbreak. They are not disclosing how many people had this. This makes me think there was like a bunch who had
this.
Could
be a lot, yeah.
If they're not disclosing it.
Oh, if they only shut down for a weekend, probably wasn't too bad.
Just to clean everything. But, I mean, how soon did these results come back?
I mean, if they were knocking out whole shifts, I mean, they probably take longer than a weekend, you know?
Probably. Yeah, that would just absolutely suck if there was an outbreak. not being sarcastic about an outbreak, but I'm just saying, what if Alabama's construction just stopped on Bryant-Denny, and when you have to play at Bryant-Denny again, it's just like a discombobulated mess. There's just cranes and stuff in the stands.
Classic Alabama. Just worried about the rich people and the recruits.
I love that Bama ingenuity.
What about the blue collar workers of Tuscaloosa? You know.
What about them?
Hate it for them. Hate it for them, I guess. I mean, obviously, this is something you don't wish on anyone. Mm. So I mean, sucks to suck, but I guess you blame Alabama here trying to cover it up.
What about the people, Nick? I'm sure Saban's the one that approved those renovations.
I don't think there's anyone who hates the people of Alabama more than Nick Saban.
I don't think there's anybody that hates people more than Nick Saban.
Also, a good point. Besides his wife, Miss Terry. He loves Miss Terry. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He hates all people except her. When they love to cruise down their Mercedes-Benz, listen to the Rolling Stones. He's on record saying that. That's what they do after every game.
I'm sure y'all have already talked about this. Do y'all believe that he never sent an email until all this?
No.
Okay, all right.
Big bald-faced liar. Let's hit this break finally. Wow, a segment for the
what a roller coaster.
We've gotten through all our real news for the day because when we come back, I might touch on something here that we've forgotten. Oh yeah, we'll mention the NBA's plan to probably go to Orlando to finish out their season when we come back. But after that, let's bring back some Mount Rushmore.
Let's go.
Our Mount Rushmore of our favorite sports video games in honor of new Tennessee head coach Gus Duggerton.
We will do
for Coach Duggs when we return here on Overtime. Alrighty, welcome back in to the show here. Overtime, rolling along in hour number two, fitting bumper music to play the Jackass theme song. We're a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah, I felt it was pretty on topic.
True.
I mean, I don't know where we went in that first segment. That was like a very drive talk sports esque segment. We just absolutely went off the wall.
I think it was good.
Oh, I was absolutely entertained by it. I mean, I am kind of on record now wishing some construction worker would have fallen in concrete because
I think he's a hero. I believe that man is a hero.
No, of course you do. I think he's a damn nerd. But I'm gonna keep moving on here because we have some more news to talk about here.
Also, the second time today that somebody's been racist towards Asians. It's tough, dude.
Second time.
Well, we mentioned Hayden.
Oh, but he didn't do that today. He just did it months ago.
That's too many, Tanner.
I know. I never said it. I never condoned it.
Unbelievable.
I never condoned it. I wish I could find.
It's not what I heard.
I wish I could find the graphic on the Periscope thing here on this iPad. Because John Tyler, in the middle of the show when we started talking about that, he got on this iPad and he made a little banner that he put on Periscope. And I have a screenshot of it. It says Hayden Wallen. And then underneath it said, is afraid of Asian people.
Oh, no.
God. So that's out there somewhere. Do, man, when you go on ESPN.
Oh, man.
Oh, NASCAR's racing today. I forgot they were racing today. Do we want a NASCAR update?
No.
I'm doing it anyway.
Oh, God.
Is this going on right now? They're at Darlington again. Oh, has it started yet? Okay.
Aww.
I guess it starts later tonight. Man, NASCAR's back, AJ. Aren't you excited?
Nope.
We have some real sports back. Aw.
No.
Not a big NASCAR guy.
Come on, man.
I mean, I'm not either, but it's real. It's something real. It's just not UFC or Bundesliga. I know you're into Bundesliga.
I'm getting
probably.
Into Bundesliga, yeah.
I know who AJ you pulling for? Is.
Bayern just, Munich.
Okay, that's safe.
They're very
good. I was going to say, just
yes,
say them.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Because, I want to watch a winner.
Don't ask me to name another Bundesliga team.
That's also like, why.
I'm pretty sure that's like the only Bundesliga club that matters.
Borussia Dortmund.
Oh, yeah, there is him. Rolling, there is him. That is right.
Their games look like a party, man.
I thought they were from France.
No. Dortmund?
Well, I didn't think about that.
That sounds very German.
Outside of Premier League, AJ.
You're right.
And like your very like top flight, you know, clubs like AC Milan.
Where is AC Milan?
In Milan, Italy. Okay. I'm not an idiot.
Just got to make sure, dude. You know,
England.
No.
Oh, they're in England. Yeah, that Italian club, aren't they? Don't they play Man United?
Sometimes.
Yeah, they do. Champions League.
Very good. Worcestershire sauce FC.
NBA player returns. The teams are expecting guidelines around June 1st for players' return. So already, like, players who live in market and even places like Los Angeles, they've been able to come back to workout facilities under strict guidelines, of course. So now guidelines are going to be issued around June 1st that will allow franchises to start recalling players who've left their markets as a first step towards a formal ramp-up for the season's resumption, sources told ESPN. It's getting closer. And a lot of people thought that baseball was going to come back before the NBA. I've always been thinking the NBA would. It's just all a matter of when are they going to have guidelines for a return come back, because the NBA was in the middle of their season. Mm-hmm. They don't have to have the owners and the Players Association renegotiate a new CBA like the MLB does. And you already have the MLB players on record talking about how much they're worried about their finances and everything. So that's going to be a bit of a long battle.
How do you think that's going to happen? I'm sure they'll come back without fans and all that, but how do you think that basketball's probably going to suck, isn't it?
I'm down.
No.
Better than nothing, obviously.
I mean, like in a vacuum, basketball's still just electric to watch. It's just grown men flying.
Oh, we'll all watch it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, just comparatively to
I want to hear the trash talk January, you know? Without the noise of the fans.
You think they'll have no way they'll have hot mics near those
they're
guys.
They're not going to have, but I mean, it's going to get picked up. If you're,
you got to pick up the squeaking of the shoes,
if
dude.
You're having like a handful of people, it's just going to come at the risk.
I mean, you used to hear Kevin Garnett even with fans. Yeah, so he's got some great
big
hot mic moments.
Big fan of his trash talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, lean into it. If I'm the NBA, I'm leaning into that because that brings a little personality to it, you know?
True, yeah.
So we have around June 1st, you'll expect guidelines for practices and facilities, you know, everyone getting back here. Old Shams, you know, pretty much your other big NBA reporter.
That's your top two.
Besides Woj. You have Adrian Woj, and you have Shams. Yeah, those two. How do you say Shams' last name? Is it Sharania?
I think that's close.
Sharania.
Yeah.
Is it Shams or is it Shams?
It's Shams.
I've always called it Shams. I'm like, oh, do you really go by Sham? I guess he does.
Yeah.
Shams is good, though. I follow Shams. He tweets out today that the NBA has Orlando/Disney World as a clear front runner for return to play site for resuming the season. Sources tell me Orlando has gained significant seriousness over other cities such as Las Vegas. Go on Disney World. Go into Disney World. I mean, they have that whole ESPN Wide World of Sports thing set up down there. They have the facility.
Yeah.
They can easily do that.
Makes sense.
I'm down for it. I'm down for sports just getting back,
yeah,
period.
Yeah, 100%.
Is it really going to make a difference where they do play as for like the viewer?
No. It doesn't matter to us.
It's going to be a small empty gym anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm down, guys. So if June 1st we expect the more formal guidelines, do you think that we will have, I guess after that, there'll be Adam Silver and company will be releasing like an actual date or some timetable to return to play.
Yeah.
Do we have NBA by July 15th?
Yes. Yes or no? Yes.
Probably. Things have been moving pretty quick the past.
Yeah. Once everybody was
kind of
like, okay, we might be able to do this. Then it was just like, okay,
true,
we're doing it.
Okay. Second part before we do our Mount Rushmore here, just because I'm curious. To bring back baseball again. And I won't put hockey in the equation. I want hockey back too. I mean, it's just another sport to watch, but I think hockey will get their stuff together as well. So, will we have the MLB opening day by July 4th? Yes or no?
That's interesting because you did bring up they've got that CBA deal, mm-hmm, to worry about.
It's already May 20th. I mean, those things take a while to negotiate.
Right. I'd say probably not.
I say you have baseball about the same time as NBA. 15th or a week, give or take, you know, a week or two after that. I don't think July 4th, no.
They were aiming around July 4th or July 4th weekend. They were aiming for a return to play around that time.
they'll be like practicing stuff by the 4th, but I don't think that you'll have a game played before then.
Interesting.
There you go.
Okay, there we
go. I agree.
What he said. I want to get some people on record. Just want to get some people on record. I'm with you, too. I don't think they're going to have opening day by July 4th. I do think they will have opening – they will have a season.
Yes,
I don't think absolutely. They don't have a baseball season. That would be absolutely terrible.
That would be catastrophic.
I say baseball is returning late July, by late July. We're going to have a very condensed season.
It's Red's year. We got to have a season. I was waiting on that silence. That's why I said it.
Are we ready for Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
Do we have the music ready?
We have the music.
All right. So just spur of the moment, we have decided to bring back Mount Rushmore for the day.
We're still doing the birthday game?
Yeah. Next segment. Cool, we're doing our breaks differently.
I love games, man. Yeah, I love it.
We're going to end it with a couple fun segments here. Let's get this one out of the way real quick here. In honor of Coach Doug's coaching his first game at Tennessee, 9 o'clock tonight against UCLA. We'll make a prediction for that before we get off the air.
Yeah.
I want a real prediction for this one tonight. In honor of Coach Doug's on NCAA 14, it's our Mount Rushmore of our top four favorite sports video games. Tucker, hit that music.
I'm like nervous.
You're so nervous you almost snuck my mic. All right. AJ, go first.
What do you want me to go first for?
I have to get my last one, actually. All
right, so are we agreeing?
I'm terrible.
Are we agreeing to no overlap?
It don't matter.
So I wonder if there will be overlap, honestly. Okay. So off the top of the head here, number one for me, NBA Street Volume 2, the one with the guy with the afro on the front. I think his name was Stretch. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I believe he's throwing up like a peace sign. Oh, it's the best, like, man. Yeah, it's a great cover. That.
The albums, or the album, the soundtrack to it's great. The gameplay is great. You got that little kid that's just, oh God, I love that game so much. Number two, I'm going to go with NFL Street Volume, what was it? What was the one where they're jumping off the walls? Was that 2 or 3?
I know they did it in 3. I don't know if they started it in 2 yet.
Whichever one had Exhibit in it.
I'm pretty sure that was 3.
Oh, man. And that was
had Ocho Cinco on the cover, yeah, did it not? He was Chad Johnson.
Yeah,
still,
so the one before that.
Okay, then that, yeah, that's
the one before that's the one I'm thinking of. It's got the two, I think it might be like Edrin James and somebody else.
Yeah.
Something like that. Dude, that game was so much fun because that was like, I don't know about y'all. That was like the golden era when I was watching the NFL. Like, y'all remember Ty Law, Amon Green? Y'all remember all those guys?
Yeah.
Those guys were so ridiculous in that game.
Yeah, you pick the Colts, you get Peyton, Edgerrin James, Marvin Harrison.
Well, he was one of the final bosses.
Yeah.
It was the – man, what a great game. Number three, I'm going to go with hat tip to all the other Blitz games, but Blitz where'd the music go?
It's still there. It's just got a little dip in the middle.
It's the remix.
remix.
NFL Blitz 2000. That was, I'm going way back. You probably don't even remember this.
I did not play that one.
This is a tower game.
Okay.
You put a quarter in, you play a game, you're out.
Gotcha.
And just.
God, you're old.
Just so, okay, dude. Okay. But it was just so much fun, man. The announcer, just all the sounds to it. The gameplay was off the wall. The late hits. Like, that's what introduced late hits to football, gotcha. I'm convinced. And then, finally, there's just so many, man. Yeah, there's so many good games. I'm going to come out of left field a little bit here. I'm going to go Wii Sports.
That's a good one.
Wii Sports, man.
I mean, it's like
playing Wii Sports.
Honorable mention to NCAA 14 because I have logged days playing NCAA 14. And I mean days. But Wii Sports, man, it's just there's so much smack talk going into that game, it's impossible not to enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, you whoop somebody's butt in baseball, I'll kick your butt in bowling, dude. And it always ends
never
up
stops.
Boxing, dude. It always ended up in boxing. And it was just so much fun.
All right, I've got my four here.
Okay.
I'm going to be football heavy on this to, like, a fault here. So I'll do, like, an honorable mention for, like, non-football when I get done. But first and foremost, I'm going to give a shout-out to NCAA Football 07.
Is that the one with Reggie Bush?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's
Reggie Bush on the cover.
That's a really good one.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
The Road to Glory?
Yes, because that introduced...
Campus Legend. It's Campus Legend.
Campus Legend. It was so fun playing that mode because, like...
You had to take classes, dude.
Yeah, you had to, take tests and stuff. You're playing a college football game. It's giving you the real experience. I think the gameplay was really fun for, like, a later PS2 game. I just had so much fun.
So that game, yeah. When you're like, when you're a recruit or whatever, do you remember doing the 40-yard dash and yes. you just literally just press yeah. A to run?
You just tap it. Just
that game, arthritis, dude.
Oh, easily.
Yeah,
sit easily. There, hit it as fast as you can. You still run like a 4.6 40.
Yeah.
Best.
Next up here, and this has some longevity. This game does. There's still a dedicated community for this game that is 15 years old. NFL 2K5.
2K5. Yeah. Yep. Now you got
to
quicker than that.
You got to
quicker than that, man.
I didn't have an option to go.
And just that one with Chris Berman was big, heavy in that one too.
It was like for a 15-year-old game, the physics are really good. The presentation is the best I've ever seen.
You had a house. You had a
you had an apartment.
You could play first person.
Yeah, first person.
Is that the one with first person?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That was like the first football game that I played for days.
A really good one, yep.
That's in mind.
There's
that
still
was
community.
In mind.
There's still community. You can download new rosters and everything.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to run through the rest of mine here since we are up against it. Thank God, AJ, you didn't say the original NFL Street.
Nah, it's also good.
Because
I
did play that, and it was just like, it was a really crazy game to me.
It's just
like,
so
I couldn't believe I was doing this and playing football. Really fun, though. Really fun. I bet it encouraged a lot of kids to go out and get CTE.
Mm-hmm,
playing
mm-hmm.
in parks without helmets on.
Big hits, dude.
Good stuff. This might be controversial for my last one. You might argue if it's an actual sports game. SmackDown versus Raw 2006.
They all kind of run together for me.
I got 07. I don't have it, but if I had to pick, it would be 07.
They are fun, though. They are fun.
Oh, the career mode was so fun.
Fantastic.
I mean, everything opens up in your story mode. You got Teddy Long out there getting ran over by a car.
Yep.
Holla, holla. Just gets ran over. It's a whole controversy about who ran Teddy Long over.
What was that? I'm going way back. I'm like probably N64. It was like WCW versus...
It's Nitro.
Nitro. Yeah.
Nitro.
That was a good game.
A good one too, yeah.
Nitro's really good for N64. Honorable mention to me. I'm going to have to shout out... I'll tell you what. Yeah, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater Underground.
Underground.
Tony Hawk's Underground,
yep.
A.K.A. Thug. Love Tony Hawk's Underground. All right.
The second one was really good.
Tucker, finish us out here.
Might have been kind of run through, so I'm going to just sub in my brain instantly.
Yeah. Go.
NBA 2K16 was the first 2K I ever started playing like heavily. I had the online, playing the park with your friends, stuff like that.
Who was on the cover of that one?
Curry, Harden, and someone else. It was the one that had three.
Okay.
Madden 07 was the second year that they had the superstar mode.
Was that Sean Alexander? Who's on the
yes.
cover of that one?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. You get to pick your parents, what
yeah,
they did for
right.
a living.
That's right.
Stuff like that. That one was great. You had a house in that one as well. That was like one of the last ones where they had such a great... I don't know why they went away from Superstar Mode. It was great. It was amazing. You got Backyard Baseball.
Oh, man. That's a really good one.
Backyard Baseball
really
and football.
Good one. Dang.
And I'll just go The Show, like 17, was probably my favorite one they've ever made. Amazing. Had Ken Griffey on the cover.
Nobody said Mario Tennis, Mario Golf.
See, I thought about that. I thought about that, but I didn't go for it.
You just hard
Mario
stuff. You're unbelievable. Too cool for Mario.
Outside of Mario Kart.
It's a good list. That's a good rounded Mount Rushmore from everybody.
I think well done. I'm proud of everyone's choices today. Definitely proud of it. All right, we are up against it here for the final segment of the show coming up next. We will just get back into more fun. We will play the birthday game to wrap things up. You're listening to Overtime Fan Run Radio.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game. And how you play it.
All righty, it is time indeed to play the game here.
Whoa, Tanner, hold on. Close the laptop, please. Close the laptop, please.
It's on sleep mode,
close the laptop,
okay.
please.
Whatever.
It's unbelievable. Sorry, Tanner, go ahead.
This guy's taking it.
Oh, my good Lord. Okay, it's finally time here. Hey, Jay, for the first time in months, first time since the world has ended, you will be playing the birthday game. Tucker
Get
has
it,
competition for the first time since Thursday when Hayden Wallen got really mad and... We had to do three tiebreakers.
And he lied three times. I beat him. I beat him fair and square, and then he begged for a tiebreaker, which I beat him again, and then he begged for another tiebreaker because he said that one was unfair, which I beat him again, and then on the third one, it was obvious.
Well, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like moderator error. That's what it sounds like, Tanner. How are you going to let it get that out of control?
It wasn't an error on my part. They literally sounded the same in my headphones. You're not doing yourself any favors.
Bring it,
sir.
Trying to
piss off the moderator. Okay, just letting you know. Today sucks.
It's all about the game and how you play it.
Today sucks for
birthdays. Oh, that's good.
No. Here we go.
Three birthdays. Yeah,
we have 8 minutes.
Three?
No, we more actually have like 5 minutes. So
three birthdays?
Three birthdays, but I'm going to do two This Day in History questions to make it a little more entertaining.
Right, okay.
Speed round, yeah.
Here we go, people. Birthday number one. She is 74 today. She is an American musician. She has been in the music game since the 60s. Still touring, I do believe. She goes by...
Stevie Nicks.
No. She goes by a shortened version of her first name. She goes by one
Cher.
Name. It is Cher.
What's her name? Cheryl?
Sherilyn Sarkisian.
Sherilyn.
Sherilyn.
In relation to Steve?
I don't think so. Her legal name is just Cher.
Sherilyn.
Okay. It's literally just Cher.
Well, how fun.
Do y'all like any Cher songs?
No.
Not particularly, no.
I don't... I couldn't name
not even. Name any. Not even... You believe in love and love. Not even that one?
Okay, that one's all right. That one's all right. Yeah, I didn't know that one was Cher. Not a big Cher fan. I didn't know that one.
I'm a fan of Sonny and Cher. I Got You, Babe. It's a good one. Makes me think of Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
Tucker on the board first. 48 today. Another American musician. He is a rapper. He... been the game since the 90s.
Eminem.
It's not Eminem.
He's older than that.
He's known for...
Dre?
No. He can rap really fast. He's known for...
Twista.
It's not Twista.
Tech Nine.
It's not Tech Nine.
Busta Rhymes.
It is Busta Rhymes.
It's like going down the list of fast tracks.
I was in the song World. Check. I was in the song Worldwide Choppers. Just like, who else is on this song?
Hey,
who else is on
this song? Wait.
There you go. All right. Tied at one here, last birthday. He would have been 112 today. He was an American actor known for being in films like during right in the middle of
James
the golden
Dean.
Age of Hollywood. It's not James Dean. He's been regarded
Frank
as...
Frank Sinatra?
No. He's been regarded as one of the greatest American male actors of all time.
Steve McQueen.
It's not Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen is also English, I think.
Oh.
He's known for his roles in movies such as Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, The Philadelphia Story, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I can see that guy's face. I can't think of his name. Oh, God.
Rear Window, The Man Who Knew Too Much, Vertigo, Alfred Hitchcock movies.
I'm not going to be able to think of his name. I can see his face.
Initials
though.
Are J.S.
John Smith.
No.
James Smith. James Sutherland.
Oh,
Jim Sutherland.
Someone's got to get a guess real quick because I might have to move on.
Just move on, man. All I can think is A Wonderful
James
Life.
James Stewart, a.k.a. Jimmy Stewart.
Okay.
You ever heard of Jimmy Stewart?
Nope, no idea. Okay.
Y'all even seen It's a Wonderful Life?
I have seen
it. I love
it.
A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, but...
It's a great movie.
I mean, I couldn't... Yeah,
that's him.
All I could get was...
Zuzu!
Every time a bell rings... And
oh, that's right!
Well, that's right, darling.
What's the angel's name?
Oh, Clarence.
Clarence.
Clarence, you gotta help me, Clarence. Yeah. Help me, Clarence. I want to live again, Clarence.
It's a good movie.
Okay. This Day in History questions were tied at one. Since we're out of time, this decides the winner.
Oh, God. Okay. Run.
I put my foot down as a moderator.
What are you looking for?
This. What received this patent on this day in 1873?
1873.
What received this patent? Like, what is the invention?
What is this item that received its patent today? When San Francisco businessman Levi Strauss...
Jeans. Blue jeans.
Is blue jeans.
Let's go.
AJ Cook!
We got
Let's
time
go.
For another?
We're back, baby!
We got like 30 seconds.
I'm not
no,
even on a
no,
tie.
No,
I'm,
no,
I'm walking out before we end on a tie.
I told you I was doing, Tucker. I put my foot down.
Alright, then I'm playing the music outro.
Do you remember him complaining at the very beginning of this game that there was too many tiebreakers? Now this guy wants it.
I do, yeah. How about that? Very
I'm going to play you out like the Oscars.
Very hating of you. It's fine. We're up against it anyway. Good. Less talking I have to do. AJ, thank you for showing up here, man. Looking
Absolutely,
forward to you hopping on some more next week
and
beyond as well. For AJ Cook, for Tucker Holt, I'm Tanner Carson. Overtime will be back again tomorrow on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Coach Dougs versus UCLA tonight, 9 o'clock. Everyone, join in. Watch a tweet about it. We will recap it tomorrow. Well,